can love you the best till my last day. I'll be loving you.
Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Winds in Southern California calmer today, but still posing a threat next week. Authorities confirmed at least 10 deaths in the Eaton and Palisades fires, and authorities are stepping up patrols due to recent looting. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
We have worked with the governor and Sheriff Luna to secure the National Guard, which will back up and free up our firefighters and police officers and play a key role in securing our evacuation zones to keep people safe and to protect against anyone thinking of taking advantage of this tragedy.
President-elect Donald Trump sentenced today in the hush money trial. The New York judge issued an unconditional discharge with no jail time for his conviction of falsifying business records. The Supreme Court heard arguments in the TikTok case, the China-owned company facing a January 19th ban if it does not sell its stake. Prosecutors say it poses a national security risk to Americans' data. This is ABC News. A new study suggests that Hamas may be underreporting the number of people killed in the 15-month-old war against Israel.
The Hamas-run health ministry may be vastly underreporting deaths in war-ravaged Gaza. That's the conclusion of a peer-reviewed research paper published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Using a capture-recapture analysis, the study found 64,000 Gazans died in the first 9 months of the war. That's 41% higher than Hamas's official numbers for the same period. The study suggests Hamas' current death toll of 46,000 is way off and may top 70,000. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Social media platform X is taking on ChatGPT. It's launched a standalone app called Grok. That chatbot was previously only available to paying subscribers on X. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The teen charged in the April 2022 murder and sexual assault of 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls is no longer identified by his initials in court documents.
He is Carson Peters Berger. A Chippewa County judge unsealed the complaint against the 16-year-old on Thursday. Investigators say he killed Peters as he was escorting her home after spending a day with her aunt in the spring of 2022. Peters Berger, who was 14 at the time, told investigators he had been planning the incident and wanted to know what it felt like to take a life. He also admitted to returning to the scene to hide her body better after learning she was reported missing. Peters Berger returns to court for a hearing in June after pleading not guilty to homicide and sexual assault charges in December. He faces life in prison if found guilty. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Natural Resources laid out its updated plan to manage the deer hunt at a public meeting Wednesday.
DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says much of the northern forest region will return to a habitat-based model.
For the most part, these do reflect, in a few cases, the original deer management units because they did not pair up well or match well with any of the adjacent units.
The change comes after several poor harvests in the Northwoods led to requests for more closely managed deer units. You can find out more about the changes and offer public comment online at dnr.wi.gov. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cases of influenza are on the rise across Wisconsin. Department of Health Services epidemiologist Tom Haupt.
We would anticipate, based on the acceleration of the influenza especially, that we're probably about 4 to 5 weeks away from being peak activity, which would be the first part of February.
DHS is seeing an increase in hospitalizations for flu, COVID, and RSV.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 20s, with spotty snow showers still possible today, only expecting a trace of snowfall. We will see some sunshine to start the day tomorrow, before more snow moves in overnight and into Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 27.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
For 45Z guidance, that's creating some volatility in the grain markets ahead of this morning's USDA reports. We've also got the details on the one big beautiful bill. We've got to check the status of the farm bill, get an update on the Canadian political turmoil, and check in on Trump's tariff plans.
Live from our fifth consecutive day at work via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Sean Haney from Real Ag Radio, and we welcome John Newton from Terrain Ag. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. You know what five consecutive days of work is?
At this point, it feels like a dream come true.
That's momentum, baby.
Ooh,
that's
momentum.
Exactly what this is.
Wow.
We've got momentum building.
We woo! Do. Yeah, it feels woo! Good, too, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Got
it
out of
does.
Second gear.
Man, I tell you, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And the cold that I've been battling, I don't want to speak too soon, but I kind of feel like I'm over the hump, and things are starting to come together for me.
Well, good for you for soldiering on, you know?
Well, yeah, and you know what it's like for us guys. When we get a cold, whoo, for a lot of us, it just puts us down.
Well, and then be expected to make solid gold radio twice a day. I mean, that's a lot for anybody,
well,
you know?
Yeah.
But we manage.
Yeah.
We manage.
We manage. Know? We find a way, don't we? You know what it's?
We do.
It's the teamwork that makes the dream work.
Ah, so dreamy. So dreamy.
Yeah.
I know Stackler's thinking the same thing, too, right now.
I'm sure he is. Speaking of Stackler out there in South Bend, Indiana, congratulations to Notre Dame advancing on in the college football playoffs into the championship game. Fun time last night, huh, Big Apple?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, obviously it worked out that way, but that I rewatched that touchdown reception where that guy juked out two different players and they both landed on the – I mean – I've rewatched that about 50 times.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not without some controversy and some tense moments for the Notre Dame fans. That is for sure. So, all right. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and we've got a big story from Jennifer Scheich that I want to get to. So let's get to the news.
That's exciting. Well, yeah. I'll start with the National Weather Service short-term outlook. Critical fire weather conditions will continue across Southern California through this morning. Winds will begin to taper off this afternoon and into Saturday. A winter storm will continue to bring accumulating snow from eastern Oklahoma through the mid-south and southern Appalachians, and ice accumulation across southern Arkansas through parts of the southeast through Saturday morning. Hearts and prayers go out to California, of course.
Yes.
But dadgum, this is a big old winter storm going through some non-winter storm territory, bro.
People, slow down.
Yep.
Just slow down. Take a breath. Do an assessment of the situation that is around you before you decide that you're going to go out and get in the middle of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's a winter storm in an area that people are not used to winter storms. So be careful.
Yep. Pro tip, before you step out your front door, make sure your stoop isn't icy. Stick your toe out there and give it a test. Little public service there. Oil prices climbed over 1% yesterday, driven by heightened demand for winter heating fuels as freezing temperatures across the U.S. and Europe pushed consumption of heating oil and propane up. Ultra-low sulfur diesel prices also reached their highest level since October due to those increased heating needs. Reuters reports the Biden administration plans to issue short-term guidance for the 45Z production credit today. Additionally, the report reiterated previous information that the Trump administration is expected to finalize the rules for the credit, which took effect on January 1st.
And it's going to be a long time before we get those final guidance from the Trump administration Treasury Department. What we're going to get today, as you said, is short-term guidance or preliminary guidance.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be helpful. And it's going to give us an idea on what they are going to do with the used cooking oil imports and whether or not the 45Z credits can be generated mm-hmm. by those cooking oil imports. So we'll see there.
Well, turning our attention to the West Coast, the potential cost for insurers from the Los Angeles wildfires is now expected to surpass $20 billion, according to J.P. Morgan. They've doubled their estimate from just a day before. The analysts warned the total insured losses could rise even higher if the fires are not controlled and continue to spread. Overall economic losses stemming from the fires are now estimated to be close to $50 billion. At this level, the Los Angeles wildfires would become the most costly wildfire event ever for the insurance and reinsurance market, Chip.
$20 billion of insured damages, but total damage is $50 billion. You and I were just talking about it before we went on the air.
Yep.
The insurance companies canceled the policies on a lot of homeowners out there within the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they knew what the situation was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Chip, President-elect Trump announced preparations are underway for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump has expressed a desire to end Russia's war on Ukraine before taking office. Last month, Putin publicly signaled his willingness to engage with Trump. And speaking of engaging with Trump, Senator John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, has accepted an invitation to meet with elect President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The meeting will make Fetterman the first sitting Democratic senator to visit Trump at his Florida estate since the election. He says, "I'm a senator for all Pennsylvanians, not just Democrats in Pennsylvania." When asked about the purpose of the meeting, Fetterman humorously told reporters, quote, "I'm angling to be named the Pope of Greenland."
Oh,
he's only kidding, Chip, but not a bad little joke there.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Pretty impressive. We're going to talk more about Fetterman as the time goes on today.
Well, I think we
do. All right. Thank you so much, Davis. Let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, Farm Journal's Pork. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right. So we've been talking about Prop 12 for years, literally. But is there an impact being felt in California at this time?
Well, you know, I've been wondering. We're hearing lots of stories about how pork producers are adapting and adjusting, but my heart keeps going out. It's like, how is this impacting people in California? How is it impacting their bottom lines? And I had a really good conversation with some members of the Latino Restaurant Association and the Latin Business Association, and they're saying that it's just devastating, not only, you know, some of their businesses and restaurants, but it's also really having a really tough impact on their families. Because obviously, you know, we know, pork's a staple protein in Latino cuisine and culture, but the prices are just staggering. And so, you know, it's really causing people to have to decide, am I going to, you know, put food on the table or pay my bills? Because they're just seeing such an impact on their day-to-day, you know, costs because of the increased costs of pork. And so, you know, I asked them how it was impacting restaurant closures too. You know, I said, is this causing more restaurants to close? And they said, well, we can't say that, you know, definitively, but they are seeing restaurants close. It's really hard for the restaurateurs to be able to make a profit margin on pork or beef right now. And so it's just been challenging for them. But they do say, you know, we love pork. We're going to keep fighting to figure out how to make it work and how to maybe create different recipes using maybe different cuts of pork that are a little less expensive. But they're on our side. And it's pretty cool because we didn't, like, put that message in their mouths. They're going out there on their own saying, we can't let Prop 12 happen in other places either.
Yep. All right. It's a great report. You guys, you got to check it out.
Thank you.
www.porkbusiness.com. Great work, Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Jennifer Shayek, Farm Journal's Pork. We got the free-for-all next.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
At National
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
By FBN Finance, experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit fbn.com/agritalk. She complicated.
Left me. Welcome back to Agritalk. I'm your host, Chip Fleury. Glad that you were with us on this Friday morning for the free-for-all. All right. Let's bring in Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. How you doing, Sean?
Hey, Chip. I'm doing great. And you and Davis will appreciate this. Earlier this week, I was out in the PNW in Kennewick, Washington at the Cropping Systems Conference. And a guy walked up to me and he said, "Hey, if it's not Sean Haney, the Alberta Breeze." There is a lot of AgriTalk listeners out there in Oregon and Washington.
Yeah.
People growing wheat and doing a great job. So big
that's
shout
awesome.
Out to
that's awesome. That. Very cool. Very
hello,
cool.
Did you get PNW.
Did you get a good dose of football? Yeah. Did you get a good dose of good football last night there, Haney?
Yeah, great game. It wasn't that great. That's exactly what people envisioned when they put the CFP, this expanded playoff, together. Fantastic. We'll see what happens tonight. Texas is in super tough. They are in tough. Man. Ohio State looks if the last two games of Ohio State comes out, it is not going to be good for Texas.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. We've got Davis with us as well, and a special guest, John Newton, executive head at Terrain. John, it's good to talk to you, man. How are you?
You didn't tell everybody that I'm an alumni of the Ohio State University. I'm wearing my jersey right now.
No, you're not. Are you really?
It's jersey night. Jersey night.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Obviously, we're catching you leaning to the Big Ten here for tonight's game.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, just listening to someone talk about it, I don't think Penn State played a real tough schedule to get all the way, and I'm glad Notre Dame beat them. But I don't think they stand a chance against the Buckeyes after we dispatched Texas tonight.
Oh, I gotcha.
Here's the thing. How I want to go back and watch the game. How did that Notre Dame team with that roster lose to NIU? How?
Yeah, just sleeping. I mean, absolutely had to be 100% asleep. And hey, NIU plays good football. Let's not forget that. And they went into that game exceptionally motivated. But yeah, no, Notre Dame was caught sleeping on that one. That's the only explanation, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd love to just go back and watch. And hey, also before we move on, a big shout out to everybody, all those Bison fans in North Dakota. That was a great game on Monday
great
night.
Game.
The FCS does not get enough attention. Montana State, super disappointing, but the Cats, there's always next year.
Yeah, and the Bison are saying the same thing. Hey, let's get another one next year. Is exactly what they're saying.
Get 11.
Pretty impressive. All right, let's move on here, guys. Let's get to some of the big news. John, 45Z details. It sounds like we're going to get the temporary or preliminary guidance. It might be out before the end of the show, or it might be this afternoon, but it's happening. We're going to get it soon is what it sounds like. Is that what you're hearing?
That is what I'm hearing, but like you and I talked about at the Farm Broadcasters event, this is all still part of the Inflation Reduction Act. And I think as we move towards reconciliation, whether it's a one or two bill approach, a lot of this is going to be back up for grabs. I think there's going to be a regulatory freeze that the administration does as well. So, I think folks are excited to see something, but I think things can obviously change.
Okay,
go ahead, Chip. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, okay, so since it's part of the Inflation Adjustment Act, Inflation Reduction Act. Now, if they go, I mean, are you saying that there's a possibility that the Trump administration is somehow, some way going to just end the 45Z and some of the and similar incentives?
I'm not saying that they're going to eliminate it, because I think President Trump knows how important renewable fuels are to the future of agriculture. But I think that everything is back up on the table for consideration when you go through a reconciliation process, when you go through a tax process. And so I do think there's an opportunity maybe to make it even better in the next administration. So that's really what I'm looking at, is as we get you know, past January 20th, as we start to look at reconciliation, how this could potentially be improved for agriculture.
Okay. It's really about the rebranding of it and you know, the how you talk about it and what you're saying the outcomes are. If you're very interested in inshoring and getting rid of nearshoring, or you know, bringing in things like UCO, the components of the IRA, it's bringing capital to the United States, which is creating jobs. It's like, that's the reality of it. And so it would be really kind of, in some ways, foolish to totally extinguish something like that. But a rebranding, probably very likely.
Yeah. I tell you guys, it looks to me the way that the soybean oil market is trading and has been trading this week, they're looking for some good news regarding the imports of used cooking oil in the 45Z. In other words, John, it seems like the industry is expecting that even the preliminary guidance is going to ban those incentives to applying to imports of used cooking oil. Is that the right read?
You know, I don't know if that's the right read, but certainly the way the price movements are, that seems to be the case. But, you know, any clarity that you could get on the used cooking oils, or any certainty that you're not, displacing U.S. products is a good thing. It's good for agriculture, certainly.
Yeah. Yep. Haney, so when you look at this, what are your thoughts? I mean, you've got to have questions about canola eligibility here, right?
Yeah, and so there's lots of interest on the Canadian side of the border in terms of how Canadian canola will be and whether it's seed or oil, how that will be treated. You know, do they take the approach of focusing on specifically, you know, UCO versus saying, hey, domestic feedstocks versus continental feedstocks? I'm a little bit concerned as I talk to people in the U.S. in the canola industry that if there's not Canadian canola that's allowed to participate in the program, it really disadvantages also U.S. canola because there's not enough acres and it doesn't make canola scalable as a feed source. So those they're kind of tied together. So I think watching that very closely.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's any question. Chip. Yeah.
Isn't that 51st state canola? Is that what Sean means?
See, I was going to make the joke. I was going to make the joke, but I was only going to make it. I was only going to make it to make a point. Some of the leaders in Canada are getting tired of that joke, aren't they, Haney?
I can't believe it took y'all till 26 past the hour to get to this. It is kind of wearing thin. But it's accomplishing exactly what President Trump wants. Yep. It is under the skin, and he knows when it's bothering somebody, you twist the knife, and that's how he operates, and he's negotiating. So Canada's got to improve its reaction to it.
Yeah, yeah. Give us an update. What is we had you on the show early this week, Haney, just to give us an update on Trudeau and everything, but what's the latest? What's the latest?
Well, he was on Jake Tapper last night, and he described being Canadian as not American, which I thought was I just hate that. I just think that's a terrible way to put it. People are frustrated by the fact that now they've got to have this leadership race, and people want leadership and they want action, and they know that Canada's going to have to have a response, because if you listen to President Trump or incoming President Trump this week, you know, he said outright, we don't need anything from Canada. It really appears like they're taking more of a broad-based approach to tariffs than this. You know, Bloomberg had this story about how they're going to be precision and only target specific things. Sure didn't sound like that this week from President Trump. Canada's kind of really rudderless, in limbo, which opens up this whole 51st state thing and then the timing of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, John, what on the tariff front, it feels like just this week alone, we've looked at the tariffs from 18 different angles on whether or not they're going to happen or not, haven't we?
I mean, Sean hit it on the head. We have. I mean, it's gone from a rifle targeted approach to a across the board approach. And that's, you know, I was talking to colleagues. I mean, it's just been a wild week. We talk about tariffs. We talk about one approach versus the other. We talk about Greenland. We talk about a 51st state. We talk about the Panama Canal, and it's not even January 20th yet. So there's going to be a lot of uncertainty, you know, over the next 4 years, and a lot of things that people want to react to. But that's why I think it's important to slow down, keep your powder dry, and react to things as they actually occur.
Absolutely. That's great counsel right there. We've got to prepare and we've got to have the conversations, but reaction is going to be more critical. One big, beautiful bill. That's what we're talking about next here on AgriTalk.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council. NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 70 cents to 2022, March down 65 to 1994, April down 35 to 1965, May milk down 25 to 1925. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets are mostly higher. Feeder cattle are mostly lower. Beef production is raised for 2025 due to higher placements expected here in the fourth quarter, as well as higher dressed weights as well. Now, hog markets moving mostly higher again. A lot of this is a reaction to that WASD report. February live cattle up 67 cents to 198.27. January feeder cattle up 210 to 271.32. February hogs up 47 cents to 82.25. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all were still moving mostly higher on the day, with the exception of a few of the contracts and the new buys for the wheat markets. WASDE report forecasting lower corn, bean, and wheat production for 24-25, and that is helping to provide support, especially to corn and beans. March corn up 11 to 467, new crop up a half to 447.5. January beans up 14.25 to 1006.5. New crop up 8.75 to 1022.5. Chicago wheat March now down a half to 533.5.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Broadcasting affiliate stations or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Hey girl, what
Welcome back to the Free For All here on AgriTalk. We've got Davis Michelson, Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio, John Newton, the executive head of Terrain, and former top economist there at the Senate Ag Committee as well. John, the talk this week, a lot of it out of D.C., was on the funeral of President Jimmy Carter, of course. But then when we start talking about policy issues in the incoming Trump administration, there was this focus on this one big, beautiful bill. What is this thing? What does it contain?
Well, we don't know exactly, you know, what it's going to contain yet, but it's the reconciliation package. You know, since we... Okay. Since Republicans have the White House, the Senate, and the House, you can do budget reconciliation with a simple majority. You don't need to hit the 60-vote threshold. And so that's what the reconciliation package is and what will ultimately be in it. I mean, we could see a farm bill ride in reconciliation, certainly tax provisions ride in reconciliation, some sort of border package could ride in reconciliation. And I think one big, beautiful bill, as we like to say, you know, these things are hard to get over the finish line. So a larger bill that has more elements in it might be easier to get the votes necessary through reconciliation, get over the finish line. But you know, we don't see all the bells and whistles that are attached to it just yet.
Okay. And I thought there was, from the right side of the aisle, there was criticism about, you know, doing this kind of omnibus, everything in one big package style of legislating. It's interesting that we're going this direction, isn't it?
Well, John, what are the advantages of doing it this way?
You know, recall that this is where we're starting. Think about the CR process that we just went through. At one point, it had, you know, a farm bill. It had farm aid. It had conservation in it. It had a whole lot of Democrat priorities riding with it. That failed. Then, you know, there was talk about just a clean CR only. That wouldn't have got the support of Republicans that really wanted to see farm economic support and natural disaster support in the package. So think about the metaphor, the dynamic that changed the CR. That can happen still through reconciliation. We're a long way away from getting something over the finish line. So while right now we're looking at one big, beautiful bill, it could get split into two. The challenge with splitting it into two is you only get to do reconciliation once a year. So you'd have to do it this Congress the first year, and then you'd have to do it again immediately in 2026. And so that might be challenging. If you put it all in one big package, then you can get it all over the finish line in 2025 right away.
Okay. And by, all by Memorial Day too. I think that was the kind of the timeline that was talked about, which also feels very aggressive.
And we saw, you know, when the Democrats had the White House and they did the Inflation Reduction Act, Sean, I mean, they were very aggressive. They thought they could get it over the finish line. Then they lost Manchin and others. And then they came back to the table towards the end of the year and were able to get the IRA over the finish line. So, you know, it's a negotiation. It's a process. And they've got to get all Republicans on board to get this over the finish line.
Okay. And you know what? When there's political will, you can prove that you can get stuff done. Right. Yep. Like if you've got the motivation, and like you said, Speaker Johnson is definitely he's going to have to move fast and do his the best of his abilities to make it happen. But, you know, based on what you're saying, it sounds like
reading the tea leaves like you can and knowing the people that you know, when you see Senate Leader Thune or soon to be Senate Leader. Senate Leader Thune. And Speaker Johnson, do you see support for this approach from the congressional leadership?
I think there's support to do reconciliation. You know, I'm not, you know, inside Senator Thune's office or inside Speaker Johnson's office with his staff, but I know there's a common goal to advance the Republican agenda. And how you get it over the finish line, the sausage making process of it all always has Chip twists and turns. I mean, just like a farm bill, things are never just so easy right out of the gate. There's always something that changes, always a wrinkle, but they do have a common goal through reconciliation. They do want to, address tax reform. They do want to get a farm bill over the finish line. And so I think when folks have that common goal, you're going to get there. How you get there is the uncertain element of it.
Okay. And you need to go higher up the chain, though, Chip. Remember, too, those two are important people, but this is also what President Trump wants. And starting off January 20th, there's going to be pretty strong instruction. Boys, get this done.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, scale of 1 to 10 or 1 to 5, whatever you want to call it. Let's go 1 to 5. 1 being low priority, 5 being the top priority in this one big beautiful bill. The tax components, John, where do they rank?
I think that's a top priority.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, absolutely. Because if they don't get this done, the consequences of not extending that tax package are pretty dire, aren't they?
Well, I mean, it's a tax increase for every American if they don't do something. I mean, I think that's a challenge. And, recall, we're coming out of historic inflation. That has not gone away. There's even concern, Chip, that inflation could be, creeping back up again. So higher prices and higher taxes is not a good recipe for success.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you look at the jobs data that we got this morning, bigger than expected increase in non-farm payrolls. And the Treasury markets responded with higher interest rates on the short and medium terms out to the 10-year notes. So it's something that we need to watch. Okay, border package, border provisions. Where do they rank on the priority list in this one big bill?
Are you asking me or my Canadian friend?
No, I'm asking you, John, but I'm interested in our Canadian friend's opinion on this too.
I mean, I think what we saw in November was a message to Republicans that we need to do something on the border. We need to do something on border security. So if that's what members of the Senate and Congress and President Trump were sent to Washington to accomplish, that also has to be a top priority.
Okay. Haney?
Yeah. Well, I'll say it again. The policy of, tightening up the border to cut down on the amount of people that are illegally crossing is one component of this. The other component is getting the resources, the increased resources in place for the proper processing of applications of people in the H-2A, H-2B, whatever you want. The U.S. has unemployment down to 4.1%. That's a pretty tight labor market. You have to have immigration in order to continue to grow the economy when unemployment is that low. It's a fact. And this idea of just shutting it off is going to bite you bad.
Yep. Okay.
In the long term.
All right. John, if this bill gets broken up, does the farm bill stay with reconciliation or is it going to have to go standalone?
Well, farm bills have always been bipartisanship. I mean, the last farm bill in 18 had 87 votes, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate. So I think there certainly is an opportunity to do a bipartisan farm bill. Senator Klobuchar is assuming her role as ranking member. You have Ms. Craig as ranking member in the House. So I wouldn't discount the ability to do a farm bill on a bipartisan basis, but through reconciliation, there's an opportunity to cut spending and increase spending, Chip, which is something that you do need if you're going to address the reference prices. You have to raise spending in that farm bill baseline. Do they need to offset it somewhere else in the farm bill through reconciliation, or can they move this independently on a bipartisan basis? I think it remains to be seen, but I can guarantee you that folks are exploring both options and what it would look like from a budgetary perspective.
So it sounds like you want it left in the reconciliation.
Oh, well, I'm not elected to anything, so I don't have an opinion there. I mean, I think it just the dynamics look different. If it's in reconciliation, you can do things from a budget perspective that is probably more difficult to do in a standalone bipartisan package.
Right, right. Okay, I've been buzzed twice with text saying, ask about year-round availability of E15. Does that find its way back into any piece of legislation to get passed, John?
People are texting you to ask me questions, Chip. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
But somehow I'm not a top ag influencer from the Van Trump report. I got to figure that out. you know, okay. I'll tell you what. This is what I do know is that, and Sean said it, when there's a will, there's a way. And as Congress is thinking about everything from the reconciliation package, you know, if there's support to do year-round E15, there's an opportunity for the ag industry to come forward. And, you know, as the EPA confirmation process is starting and you're looking for those votes and getting support there, there's always an opportunity if there's plenty of support to do something. So it extends beyond just year-round E15. I mean, yeah. And I think the perfect example of that, Chip, is the economic disaster assistance that we saw as part of the CR. There was so much support that had to get included. Yeah. And even President-elect Trump said it needs to be in there. J.D. Yeah. Vance said it needs to be in there. And that's because everybody was pushing in the same direction.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Man, oh, man. We've got one more segment left for this week's Free for All. John Newton, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me, Chip Flory, here on AgriTalk.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at FBN.com/AgriTalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Mark your calendars now for Total Acres 2025 Grower Clinic. Join the Total Acre team for 3 great days of learning and networking, January 19th to the 21st at the family-friendly Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. With more than 20 immersive breakout sessions and an extensive trade show, it's your chance to network with other Total Acre members from 23 states and Canada. Head online to growbigcrops.com/growerclinic registration today to register.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Man, I can't believe that we're getting to the end of this week's free-for-all. John Newton, Executive Head of Terrain. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Davis Michelson and me, your host, Chip Flory. Okay, Davis, the note, the Trump sentencing is complete. No jail time.
Right.
No fine.
No jail time, no fine. He will be considered a convicted felon.
Right.
But he's free to return to the White House as, who is this, AP says, free to return to the White House unencumbered by the threat of jail term or a fine.
Boy, what a relief, huh, John? What a relief.
No ankle bracelet, nothing?
Nothing. He's done. Yeah.
Oh, man, any travel restrictions? You know, you can't...
I'm not seeing anything here in the AP's report at all about restrictions of any kind.
Holy smokes.
He would be on a diplomatic passport, wouldn't he? Like, so there couldn't be a – like, I know there were some people talking about the G7 is in Kananaskis in Canada coming up, and people were saying, like, does Canada need to give him special – you know, special clearance because he's, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I somebody had said that he's on a diplomatic passport, so it wouldn't matter. But, yeah, like, ugh. Put it behind
That's
us.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. The nomination process. So there's going to be a confirmation hearing for Lee Zeldin coming up. It looks like next week, January 16. Zeldin is the pick to head up the Environmental Protection Agency. Grassley had a meeting with him yesterday. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Had a meeting with him yesterday. They talked about the RFS, E15, pesticides, ethanol, biodiesel, and then the issue of timely regulations. John, when you look, I've never seen a nomination process and having the hearings well in advance of Inauguration Day. I've never seen this happen before. It's very impressive, the what this timeline looks like for the Trump administration, isn't it?
Well, it is impressive, and you've got the nominations that have come out the door pretty quickly, and now that the Congress has convened, they can start the process of moving these nominees out of committee and getting them to a floor vote. And And, you know, that's fantastic because that means we get to start on the agenda early for the American people, and we're not caught up waiting to get the cabinet officials in their seats.
Right. You have to think that where it probably slows down a little bit is with Gabbard and Patel. That seems to be where a lot of the attention is, and we'll see. But you got to think one of the two for sure gets through. But those seem to be the two most controversial that people are talking about, especially with some of the things that are happening overseas and stuff. But RFK is going to get a lot of attention. But with how controversial those Gabbard and Patel are for some people, it may benefit RFK to be like, okay, whatever, this isn't as controversial.
But in the farming in the farm community, I think nobody creates more on one hand, but on the other, comments than RFK Jr. John, I think that's right. I mean, people see and are excited about some of the concepts that he's bringing, and on the other hand, they look at some of the impacts that he might have on production agriculture going forward, and it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, but that's also what the confirmation process is all about. I mean, he's going to go sit down with, if he hasn't already, sit down with those ag committee leaders. They get an opportunity to talk with him, express upon him their concerns. He can talk about his viewpoints of the issue. And then you go through the full confirmation process. But these individual one-on-one meetings that they're doing with the Senate is to assuage them of their concerns and identify if he's going to be somebody that they can work with. That's really important during the confirmation process.
But John, the thing is, in this instant, if a nominee is rejected, is not confirmed, mm-hmm. holy smokes, man, that's going to be like a bomb going off in D.C.
Well, we've seen it happen before. I think there have been controversial nominees that didn't make it over the finish line and had to get pulled back, and they resubmit another nominee. I mean, you saw that at USDA during the Biden administration with Ms. Stacey Dean. Never got a confirmation hearing due to some of the work she did in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
That's
so
right.
It's not unheard of.
Look at Gates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, and again, that's why you go through this confirmation process.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's going to be interesting to watch, and it's going to ramp up with the hearings in the week ahead. Current time issues. Haney, are you paying attention to this cattle trade? Holy smokes, man.
Good time to be in the beef business. Isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you what, we continue to see strength. We can continue to see supply concerns. And if Mother Nature would just cooperate when it comes to making sure we got some good grass for the season, after this run, we may start to see producers start to address some of this supply issue and retain some females. But I'll tell you what, this has been a long time coming. And so you're not going to hear a lot of complaints at a ranching country. There's going to be some smiles on the faces when we get to Cattle Con this first quarter.
Yep, down in San Antonio. Yep, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you down there, John. We're going to be down there as well, and looking forward to seeing Haney. For the first time this past week, I saw the comparisons to the $8 corn market and so on, which suggests that maybe the air is getting a little thin up here for this cattle trade. We got big reports coming our way in just a few minutes from USDA. We're going to have details on that this afternoon. John Newton, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Great to have you on here.
Appreciate it, Chip. Anytime.
All right, Sean, great to have you back on here as well. Thank you so much. Come back this afternoon. We're going to break down the USDA reports with Ben Brown from the University of Missouri right here on AgriTalk.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Crews in Southern California getting some relief from those winds today, working to tame multiple wildfires. The Palisades and Eden fires have charged.